record it at that exact point.
Right now is it says it's recording, so we should be good.
Good deal.
It says it's recording.
Well, I've got Audio Acrobat running in the background, so hopefully that'll serve as a backup.
Actually, let me. Who's on? Yeah, I can see if you're on or not. I really like this new. I bought the upgraded Instant Teleseminars where you can see the people in the room and mute them if you want.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, I know about it, but I haven't. I know that he had something new, but I didn't look at
it. It is the best service because you can see the names of the people on the call, most of them, the city and state they're in. You can mute or unmute them. You can turn their volume up or down. You can see how many minutes they've been on the call. You can drop them off the call, and you can have them raise their hand if they want to ask a question.
Oh, that's nice. Well, maybe that was your sales pitch for Rick. Yeah, maybe I'll look into that. I mean, I'll tell you, I get to where I keep everything so simple. I'm used to using the other one. It's, you know, a couple of clicks for me, but that's nice to have all those options.
I'm telling you, this thing is pimp. It's worth to the $20 a month.
Yeah,
like, in fact,
yeah.
I can't tell you how much I love it because I was using a service that was $300 a month before, and it sucked compared to this.
Very good.
So we're going to crank this up, Sean, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Hello, this is Marlon Sanders, and it's my great pleasure today to talk to Sean Mai. Sean has been an affiliate of mine since forever that I can remember. But not only that, he is probably the most dedicated article marketer that I have seen. He just lives and dies by articles, and he's an expert at selling big-ticket information products, and he's a super affiliate. So, Sean, welcome.
Well, good to be here, and I feel honored to have you ask me to do something like this. I really appreciate this, Marlon.
Well,
I feel honored.
Well, it's going to be interesting and exciting because, you know, the thing on article marketing is you got a lot of people out there with opinions and a lot of different approaches. Some of them are highly detailed. I like yours because it's kind of a brute force, simple approach. And, you know, it's great because, a lot of people come into this and they don't have a lot of money and they need to get a result. In fact, so why don't, Sean, you just tell us your story and how you came about doing article marketing. And it's really a great story because you started getting some pretty good results pretty fast. So why don't you just kind of fill our listeners in, give them your background and your story and how you got into article marketing and how it started working for you.
All righty. Well, I'll do that, Marlon. And you're right. Things happen pretty quickly. And I'll tell you, when I first started on, and, you know, I was like a lot of people out there. You know, all I wanted to do was have products. I did want to create products, but I also thought I wanted to make, you know, money doing the affiliate marketing. And so for me, the missing piece was, hey, I've got to drive traffic. And what I did when I first started online, and I have to say this, I'm kind of a crazy like this with tracking and testing. And so everything that I did, even from the very, very, very beginning, you know, I know some people, you know, they'll start out and then once they're making money, they'll start tracking and testing. I just did it from the very beginning. And I started out with, you know, all the traffic sources you could think of. I mean, I studied, you know, different books that said, you know, these are the 27 traffic sources you should use, and these are the 13, and these are the 77, and whatever. And I mean, I just went out there and grabbed all sorts of traffic. And I did a lot of the beginner mistakes, buying lots of beginner traffic and guaranteed traffic. And I did the whole surf traffic thing. And what I did, though, is I tested and tracked every single one of those traffic sources. And at the same time that I was tracking and testing those traffic sources, I began to use article marketing, not for its traffic, but because I had heard, and it was untested for me, but I had heard that if you got lots of inbound links, then you could get high search engine rankings. And since I wanted also to get traffic from search engines, then I started doing the article marketing. Now, what I did there was, in addition to, you know, tracking and testing the source of article marketing, I also tracked and tested the each individual article directory out there. And I did it in groups because I think I had at the time about 100 directories and kind of did them in sets of 10. And then once I had a winning set, then, you know, I'd kind of try to figure out which directory it was that was helping me get those links. But for me, it was all about the links. I never expected, frankly, to get very much, if any, traffic at all from the article marketing. I just didn't believe that people were really reading the articles and clicking through. I didn't have that whole piece. So anyhow, long story short, after a few months of this, I mean, it was just absolutely clear that the bulk of my traffic, of all of my sources, was coming from one article directory alone. And so having said that, I'll kind of go back to kind of my beginnings. Back in 2006, actually, I'll go back even further than I normally go, because we're talking, you know, all the way back to search engine marketing. I actually, just kind of started playing around with the search engine things and getting affiliate traffic. I was buying, you know, spending $100-$200 a month on traffic and doing maybe $100-$200 a month in affiliate products. And over the course of like the first 6-8 months of the year 2006. And I'll tell you what really cemented the whole thing for me was people are buying. And although I'm not making a profit, there's a consistent buying here. You know, if I spend this much on traffic, I generally get this much in revenue. And what that told me was all I've got to do is get 200% better at traffic, double my ability to generate traffic at half the price, or, you know, find a way to get double the conversions. And now I'm at a 50% markup, which is basically, you know, standard retail out there. And, you know, my thoughts are, you know, hey, you know, whatever amount that I'm willing to invest each month, I can double that at the end of the month if I just figure out this one piece. Over the summer of 2006, I took a vacation from, because I was still doing it obviously part-time, from my work, took a couple of weeks off, spent some time at the beach, and just something clicked inside of me and said, well, I don't want to go back to a regular 9-to-5. I just don't want to go back into that corporate world. And I said, you know what? I'm going to find a way to make this happen. And began studying in depth what players were doing, what people that were making 30, 40, 100 grand more a month were doing. And the biggest unifying piece that I saw was they built a list. And so that was when the magic happened for me, was August of 2006. I began the internet business that I have now, simply created a small squeeze page, began writing articles, and now I wasn't using all the other traffic sources because I'd kind of been there, done that, learned it, studied it, figured out what worked, and I was primarily focusing just on the article marketing. And I'll make the rest of this quick because it doesn't apply as much to the article marketing. My first 10 months, I averaged 150 articles per month, writing them personally. It's not as much as it sounds. I normally work Monday through Friday, so 20 days, 150 articles. It's only 7.5 articles per day.
How much time did that take you per day then?
At the very first, it took me several hours. Okay, after I'd written about 100 articles, I was down to 7 articles an hour. Now, when I got to that point, what I'd normally do is write about 3 days a week, and I'd write about 12-14 articles in a sitting. And, you know, there were times when I can remember writing, and I haven't done this in a long time, Marlon, there were times when I remember writing 20 articles in a sitting, and that would be about a 2.5-hour sitting. Now, that does not include the time that it took me to write the titles. What I would normally do is the night before, I'd sit down for 10-15 minutes, and I'd write out my 20 titles for the next day, and it might take 10 or 15 minutes. I found it was more effective, efficient for me to not have to stop my writing every 300 words and think, because I was, you know, I was just able to get into the zone of writing, and then I would just literally type all of those titles into one Word document, and then I could just write until I'd written 300 words or so. I'd see that there, I was at 300 words. I'd say, okay, great, I'm ending this article, I'm going to the next one, and there was no thinking involved. I'd done all the thinking the night before. So, you know, you know, on an average, probably about an hour and a half a day to make that happen. But, you know, realistically, you know, the days that I was really pumping them out, you know, it would be more, and it was trying. I'll tell you where I spent the bulk of my time those first days, was submitting the articles. I submitted everything by hand for the first several months. I tried a number of different submission softwares and things, and because I was testing, I found that the articles that were submitted using the big softwares, and I tried several of them, I was not getting the same search engine rankings from those sets of articles. I didn't care why. The numbers told me that it wasn't working, and so I you know, occasionally I'll muse why, but I didn't care, and I simply backed out of it. Said, hey, I'm building a real business. And I submitted it by hand until I had the, you know, I'd kind of built the company up to the point. In, I want to say, late February, March, I began paying somebody else to do it. And now, you know, I don't generally submit articles. I've got people that do that on a regular basis. Kind of going back to where when I got started, and I started right there in August because that's when I started this business. I did $125 in affiliate revenue in August of 2006. In September, I doubled that. In October, I kind of took a leap of faith, and I wrote an ebook documenting what I just told you. Okay, and I'll tell you, you know, I hear so often people say, well, you know, I don't have any experience. I've only been online for 2 years, and I don't have any experience. I can't do any. I can't really write a book about anything. And I'll tell you, after just those 60 days of in this business, you know, I'd gathered, and I don't remember the number now, I could probably pull it up, but 500 or 600 subscribers from writing, like, at that point, about 300 articles in August and September. And, you know, I found that there were 99% of people out there, you know, couldn't generate 10 subscribers, let alone 500 or 600. And at that point, because I had the size of the list, 500 or 600 people on the list, I wrote them an email. And I just asked them, hey, you know, would you like to know how I did it? And people were saying yes, 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 yes. So I wrote a book about it, and that month I did $900, and primarily selling the book. And it was just a huge wake-up call for me because I said, wait a second. And one of the things I guess I just didn't mention was my conversion rates on my sales page that I wrote from a little sales page creator outperformed the affiliate sales pages that I was promoting. And I said, why? And the only thing I could come up with was that these people had built a relationship with me instead of me just sending them to somebody else. And when all of that clicked, I realized I could just write a new ebook every single month, and I'll be well on the path to where I want to go. And that's what I did the next few months. Next month, I wrote another ebook. I did November, I believe it was 1600. In December, I put together another product. It was another digital product, and I think it was 3840 I did. January of 2007, I had what I considered at the time my first full-time month, $5,540. And for me, that was just really exciting because for me, that was, hey, you know, I can take care of kind of the basic bills with the internet business. Now I can begin to invest a portion of, you know, this business back into the business. At that point, I began hiring other people to write for me, and the rest is history. By August of 2007, I had my first 15,000 month. I did $15,347.
Okay. Well,
the rest is history.
Well, no, let's talk about the rest is history, because
okay.
I know there's people, Sean, who are going to say, well, that article marketing worked back in 2006 or 2007, but in year 2009, there's so many people doing it, and there are a lot of people doing article marketing now, that it ain't going to work anymore. And so my question to you is, if you did 150 articles back then when you started, how were the clicks back then, and how does that compare to 150 articles and the traffic you'd get from it and the conversions you'd get from it in, well, whenever you're listening to this, maybe 2009, maybe 2010, 2011, but we kind of project it out in the future, but when I'm recording this, it's 2009. How does that compare to when you got started?
Well, you know, you raise up an interesting point because, you know, the funny thing was when I got started in 2006, people were saying the same thing. You know, article marketing works now, and they didn't even know how well it worked. I mean, there were a few people that were really making money with it, and now there's a lot of people that are making money with it. And, you know, people just constantly said, well, the search engines are going to close down and it's going to go away. And so, you know, I was always prepared for that day when, you know, it'll just disappear, and I still am. I mean, you know, if it happens, then, my business will continue. You know, that's just the type of person I am. I will find a way to make things work. However, you know, answering your question, Marlon, I believe that article marketing is more effective than it was when I started. And, you know, I can't give you a great explanation for why. You know, my guess is, well, I've got two different trains of thought, and one is why article marketing isn't kind of shut down by everybody, and I'll get to that in a second. But for me, the numbers just show that it continues to work. And, you know, the thing is, unless the search engines or the article directories, which is unlikely to happen, were to say, hey, we just don't want to send traffic to article pages anymore, okay, or we're not going to allow article pages to, you know, create link juice, you know, then obviously that would shut it down. Okay, so we'll get to that in just a second. This is my thoughts on it, you know. But in terms of actually what happens today, I believe the conversion rates are almost exactly the same. Okay, now I track things a tad differently than I did then, so it's very hard for me to do an exact apples to apples. But in terms of you know, all of the big markers that I see in my own accounts, if anything, I get a higher return per article from the article marketing that I did at that time. Now, keep in mind that because I'm better at converting the back end, that kind of skews things a little bit. So we can't just say, okay, well, I'm making more per article. So I just want to be careful I don't make any untrue blanket statement.
How about clicks, though? How about when you put an article out in a directory now, what are you finding on your clicks per article per month compared to 2001?
I tell you, the last time I looked at that particular stat was probably about 6 or 8 months ago, okay, that exact stat. And it was almost exactly the same as it was when I got started, okay, which had been, 2.5 years at that point, okay. If I look at right now, because those numbers are so consistent over time and because I've got so many more articles in there, you know, for me to pull it and do the research can take 3 or 4 hours now, and that's one of those things I don't tend to outsource. But if I look at, like, say, the last 1,000 articles and I compare those to what a bank of 1,000 articles would have done 3 years ago, I believe I'm getting more clicks per article.
So what would a bank of 1,000 articles, you get a bank of 1,000 articles out there, what are you going to get in clicks, like, in month one, and then what are you going to get in clicks in, like, 6 months or a year?
Okay. And obviously that's the tricky piece here, because we have to be so careful. You know, people that are just getting started, they hear first month numbers and, you know, they're really they're lower than pay-per-click or something like that.
Yeah.
But when you add second month and third month, I just want to make it clear for everybody that's listening,
well, a year,
you know, by like the third month.
Yeah.
What's that? By the third month, you know, you're kind of broken even with what you might have gotten with pay-per-click. And then everything after that, I mean, I'm still getting traffic, Marlon, from articles from 3 years ago. And so it's kind of like you can't ever put a cap on how many articles that, how many visits can happen. Yeah, how many clicks can happen. But
okay,
I'll just give you some rough numbers here. These are real rough numbers. If I've got 1,000 articles that are put out, and right now we're doing between 600 and 800 a month, so 1,000 articles would be like a month and a half. Okay, for somebody that's still writing them by hand like I did at first, that's six and three quarter months worth. Okay, but you know, I don't believe that first month is any. I mean, it's 10 articles or 100 articles. The only caveat there is somebody only writes 10 articles, they could have one that hits and get 100 or 1,000 clicks. They could have zero that hit and nothing happens. But, you know, if you're talking 100 articles or more, you start to see averages kind of take care of everything. But generally, you know, 1,000 articles today. And let me, I tell you what I'd like to do is just pull something up. We got 250 there, 700. Right now, 1,000 articles, first month articles, are going to generate me about 3,000 click-throughs from Ezine articles. Right now, first month. Okay? That's what's going to happen. Now, I'm converting at my conversion rates on my squeeze pages have slipped just a tad. I haven't done much, you know, new split testing. My pages are sort of ancient. You know, I used to convert about 50%. I'm about 40% right now. Okay, so those 1,000 articles right now, first month, are going to generate me about 1,200 subscribers. Okay, and for people that, you know, do subscriber monetization, you can see what happens there. Each month after that, it drops significantly. Okay, so the second month, you know, right now, like I said, I'm looking at about 3 clicks. The second month, I'm probably going to drop down to about 1,000 clicks out of those 1,000 articles from month one in the second month. The third month, it's going to be about 500 clicks, and it's just going to continue to drop off, you know, really drop off after that. Now, what I find is that, before you ask, I'm not revealing this next piece for two reasons. Number one, it's frankly for me, it's competitive intelligence. And the second thing is it's not useful to anybody else because for everybody's writing style and exactly their niche, they have to do this work on their own because it'd be different for everybody.
Right,
it'd be kind of like saying a black shirt looks good on me doesn't mean it'll look good on you or vice versa.
Right.
Okay. The next thing is, you know, what I do because I submit to, I don't know, 50 plus different categories and write on different topics. I've also done testing on that. You know, any category we've got, say, more than 100 articles, I'm able to go in and obviously see, hey, how many clicks am I getting per article in a particular category? And
yep.
If I look at my overtime numbers, okay, I've got some categories that average, say, 2 clicks per article over time. And when I do overtime now, Marlon, you know, it includes the articles that are 1 month old and the ones that are 3 years, so I'm not separating those out, okay? I've got other categories that give me 25 or 30 clicks per article, okay? And so, No, this is aggregate. Yeah, this is aggregate.
Aggregate, okay.
Yeah, that's aggregate. If I look at clicks per month per article right now, again, we're waiting. We're waiting you know, I haven't looked at that stat in a very long time. I'll pull some stats up if you've got a second. You might want to ask me different questions. While you're asking me the other questions, I'm gonna log into my Ezine Articles account.
Yeah, you know,
and,
because here's the thing.
I'll just give you some real numbers.
The reason I'm doing this is no one ever talks numbers on articles. Everybody just says, "Oh, get articles out there," or you know, if you're reading Warriors Form like a WSO or Warriors Special Offer or something, somebody will go, "Oh, well, you know, I got an article that did, you know, 10 million clicks or something, but that was one article." No one ever talks about averages or even differences between categories. Like, you just brought up a great point that in some, you know, someone listening to this may go, "Well, I've done article marketing and it didn't work for me or it didn't work great." And it's quite possibly because of the category they were in. There's going to be this big difference between categories. And so I think that these numbers are really something that provides value to people. Now, people are going to be listening to this in the year 2010, 11, 12, 13. You know, my products are evergreen. But, you know, this is why we're asking this question. So since 2006, not only have your results really not gone down, but they've probably gotten a little bit better. And, of course, you got to add to that the fact that your marketing is going to get better. You know, you're going to get better at selling back-end products. Your sales process, your conversion process, once they get on your list, is going to improve if you work on your business at all. So that makes for something that's really profitable. And then the other thing that you brought out, yeah, out of 1,000 articles, the clicks are going to decrease per month. But like you say, you've got some of those articles that just hang in there and just keep churning out clicks for you. So all of those things, it'd be really interesting to see how many of your clicks are coming from articles that are like a year or two older. because I bet that those have built up over time, and you know, I bet you're getting some significant results just from the sheer mass of it and the accumulation of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Marlon. I mean, that's you know, if I had to look at the total percentage of traffic, I mean, I can, you know, if I look at my traffic from like last month, you know, I'm probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,000, 6,500 visits. And the funny thing is, Marlon, that sounds like a really low number, okay, 6,500 visits. But the thing is, because it's article traffic, and we haven't even talked about this, I imagine you're going to ask about this later, but because it's article traffic, when somebody gets to me, they're like 100 times more qualified than somebody that clicked on a three-line pay-per-click ad. You know, this person has read 300 words from me. They've determined that they like me enough to click through, and they want to download my free gift. You know, if somebody comes to me as an article click, you know, I'm monetizing it up there in the several dollars per visit type of a thing. I mean, the monetization is much higher than you see when you're just driving massive traffic.
Well, let me say this. People got to keep something else in mind, not just compared to pay-per-click, but let's take what's considered really high-quality traffic, which is affiliate traffic, and I get somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 to 100,000 clicks a month from affiliate traffic, a month.
Mm-hmm,
but here's,
mm-hmm.
But you know, when you compare it to 6,500, you're thinking, wow, you're crushing it. But here's the only thing to keep in mind about affiliate traffic is, number one, you have cookie stuffing, okay?
Yeah.
For the newbies, don't worry about it, but it's kind of like it fakes your numbers, so it makes your, what you think are your visits, it makes them look bigger than they actually are because it's not real visitors. Number two, you have a whole, I don't know what percentage, but at least half and maybe more of my traffic, you know, comes from real low quality paid to surf exchanges. The quality of the traffic is real, 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 real low. Now, you do get those affiliates that send you high quality clicks, like you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not really fair for somebody to take this really huge, what, you know, sounds like really huge traffic and compare it, because it's just what you said. It's the quality of the traffic. And, 40-50% opt-in rate shows you the quality of that traffic. I mean, that's just as good or better than pretty high-quality affiliate traffic. So, and then the other factor that you brought up is your conversions. From what I've heard you say on audios and in your ebooks and stuff, and in your program, you know, your conversions are very good off this traffic because it's very high quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. Hey, what is good? But you know, the thing is, and
well,
you probably know that
relative to say pay per click or some of the other traffic sources.
Oh, absolutely. We're comparing traffic sources. I'll tell you. And you know, to give affiliate marketing all of its fair share, you know, the only affiliate traffic, or you know, can't even call it affiliate, I mean, you know, joint venture traffic that I get is always the very, very highest. It's something very private, you know, something between me and somebody else that cares as much as I do, that, you know, neither one of us are doing any kind of stuffing or guaranteed traffic, or, I mean, we're not doing anything to boost any kind of numbers, because we're looking for is results, you know, and this will compare very closely. Article marketing will compare very closely to that very nicest traffic. What I find is that very nicest traffic, when it's referred traffic, outperforms article marketing by about 20% on the very front end, meaning that, and I believe that that's because there's an additional trust factor over and above the articles. However, what I've discovered is that after a period of time, say 60 to 90 days, that the article traffic, if somebody has come in via an article versus coming in through affiliates, after about 90 days, they've actually developed a stronger relationship with me, and they spend more per subscriber than someone who came in through an affiliate. So they spend more on the low end, that introductory handshake affiliate. They do spend about 20% more if they come in through a good affiliate. long run, though, the article marketing visit actually outperforms. And there's another that I haven't mentioned yet, and that is that I generate from the list that I've created from these 6,500 visits a month, okay, from that list, I'm generating about 35,000 visits a month from my list, okay, and then obviously those visits convert at a much higher rate. That's another number that people don't often look at with article marketing, because article marketing, just like any other traffic source, shouldn't exist in a vacuum. It should be augmented and increased and maximized by list building and by back-end monetization and all of that good stuff that belongs on a different call.
So basically what you have here is a machine. I mean, really, you know, it's a funny thing, because you've just done this from a simple method and a whole lot of consistency. And, you know, how many times, Sean, have you heard someone say on a forum on a blog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been in internet marketing 4 years, and I ain't made it yet, and blah, 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 right? I mean, you've heard
mm-hmm.
that. I'm not saying it's the most common thing, because you got a whole lot of people out there that do make it. But you do have that guy or that gal on rare occasion that'll come into your blog and go, well, you know, I've been in this 4 years, and they made it. Well, here's the thing. What you did that's different, this isn't like that you found some magic wand that nobody else has access to, and you're this super unbelievable, incredible mind freak magician. You're doing a basic, simple system that you created and that you just operated on a repetitious basis.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Marlon. I mean, I'm doing something that's so transparent that, number one, there's a bunch of other people out there teaching how to do it. And frankly, if you just pull out the arguments over one detail versus another, I mean, my goodness, this is a pretty simple kind of thing. You know, write articles and put them out there and figure out where your traffic's coming from. You know your categories and test a few different bios, make sure you've got the right one. But boy, this thing's not rocket science.
And hold that thought. What I like about your business is I think it's really smart, because you bring in people with some free ebooks and lead generators on the article marketing. You have one really great product to sell on it. I believe it's called the Article Manifesto. But your real money in your business from what you sell is made teaching people to sell high ticket back end products. And so just teaching people the article marketing kind of brings people into your marketing funnel. On the internet marketing area, I understand you've got other products and all these mini niches. But on the internet marketing side, you bring people in teaching the article marketing, and then for the back end of your funnel, you're teaching them how to sell high, big-ticket products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the funny thing was, you mentioned a few minutes ago the guy that goes onto the blog and says, hey,
yep,
you know, I've been doing this for 4 years and I've spent all this money trying to figure things out. And, you
right.
know, I've written 5 articles and they didn't really perform, and I spent $30 on pay-per-click and it didn't really perform. You know, the funny thing is, you know, I mean, like you said, I mean, the backbone of my business is the back end. I mean, again, article marketing cannot exist in a vacuum. You know, people, you cannot pay good money to get article marketing traffic. And again, for those of you that are going to write them all yourself, like I did my first 10 months, which is perfectly fine, there's still a cost. It's the cost of your time. Okay, so article marketing is not the cheapest form of traffic out there. What's nice is you can do it with your time. People can trade time for dollars their first 6 months online, and then they can do what I do, and I spend maybe 5 minutes a week on my article marketing with 600 to 800 articles a month, because it's all systematized. I've got writers out there that do all my writing for me. I've got submitters that do all my submitting. I've got people that check all the articles. I mean, you know, all of that stuff just happens automatically in the background. I'm no longer trading that time for dollars. But, you know, people at the very beginning that are saying, well, hey, you know, I don't want to invest a lot in traffic right now. I don't spend $10,000 on pay-per-click. Hey, article marketing is the place that they really can get started, kind of on the low end. But kind of going back to that person that's been in there for 4 years, my typical client that comes to me and I work with them has been doing it for 2, 3, 4 years, beating their head against the wall, failing time after time after time, because they haven't known exactly what to do and how to do it, because when they figure out exactly what to do and how to do it, they do it at such a small level that they don't get results, but they're afraid to do it at a bigger level because they're afraid to fail at a bigger level. They don't have anybody to be accountable to that can look at them and say, well, hey, you wrote 5 articles, pat you on the back, but you know what? Today, John, I want you to write 5 more, and then tomorrow we're going to write 5 more, because they don't have somebody literally taking them by the hand and showing them how to do it. But my typical client is that person that's been there 2, 3, 4 years failing and struggling. They come to me, and I'm able to say, hey, within the first 90 days, we're going to have you making money. You're going to have a product out there, and you'll be making money. So anyway, just kind of a sidetrack. I couldn't resist after you talked about that person that posts that blog, because there's a bunch of them out there, Marlon. I talk to them almost every day. Almost all of my clients were in that realm. It may not be 4 years. It might have been 2 years. You know, it might have been, you know, whatever the case is. But anyhow, kind of getting back to article marketing.
I point to it as what you help people do. I point to it as the lack of systems, right? The lack of process and the lack of a way to improve it, to measure it and improve it. And that's what you've done, to me, brilliantly here, is you put together a system. Now, and I want to go back to your have you been able to dig up any numbers
yet? Yeah, they're up. They're up.
Let's throw some numbers at us.
Okay, I'm going to throw you real numbers. Now, these are real-time numbers, okay? So if somebody even listens to this in 30 days, these numbers have changed a little. Okay, now these numbers have been going up over time. The reason that these numbers are going up over time is that the articles that have been there for 2 years or 3 years are continuing to get traffic. I have articles right now that sit in the number one spot in Google for some pretty cool keywords. Okay, and obviously for competitive reasons, I can't share those numbers are. Okay, what keywords are. I've got articles that were written between 1 and 3 years ago that are generating between 100 and 300 views on the article. Okay, so those particular articles, 150 to 300, let's call it 200, I run about a 10% click-through rate across the board. So we're looking at, I've got articles right now that individually give me 20 clicks per month to my website that have been there for a couple of years on average that Google primarily is sending me traffic from every single month like clockwork. Now, I've got, if you take the title of that article and you take the content in that article, it does not differ very much from another 200 articles I've got out there. Okay, so I could not have predicted before I wrote that article that article and not the other 199 would be the one that clicked. And that's one thing that people have to understand, is that you do have to write a lot of articles to get some of these you know, big hits. Okay, now, I do this with my clients. You know, in fact, when somebody comes to me, one of the very first things I like to do with them is I want to get them a top 10, and usually I can do a top 3 to 5 Google ranking within 15 days. On a longer tail keyword, something that doesn't get a whole lot of traffic. Okay, that's the proof right there that it can be done. Okay, now to get higher value keywords, it normally takes 6 months to 12 months before you get the really high value keywords. You know, and you may be in spot 5 in Google or Yahoo, and now we've just got to keep working to make it higher and higher. But we can see the proof of it. I mean, I've had clients that after 3 days of working with me, they shoot me an email or we get on the phone and they say, "I can't believe it. I wrote my 3rd article, and it's number one." I had an email a couple of days ago from a client. It's number one in Google for this particular word. Now, we all know it's a low-volume word, but boy, it's exciting because, anyway, it's proof that the system works. Okay.
It validates to them that they have the power to make something happen.
Oh, absolutely. And then they go gangbusters. I mean, if somebody gets an experience like that, they're writing 10 articles a day for a month, and now they're beginning to get some real traffic, both from the search engines and from the article directories. Okay, so I'm going to share this number.
Marlon,
I'm so hesitating because, you know, some people are going to look at this and they're going to go, wow, all that work for only that. But this is the foundation of my business, the one that generates the article start it, the list continues it, and then there's the back end. We're talking 40,000, 42,000 visits a month that are all, they're solid visits. The bulk of them are people that have been on my list for a long time. I mean, we're talking really solid traffic here because I don't treat this traffic as throwaway. I mean, when traffic comes in from article marketing, you know, I feel like I could have spent $10 for that visit, okay? Because, I mean, I just treat that traffic like gold. I want to do everything I can to convert that traffic, obviously into dollars, but also into relationships. You know, I've got relationships with people on my list that have never spent a dollar with me, okay? But to me, it's about relationships. Now, don't get me wrong, most people that build a relationship with me go on to hire me and, you know, I mean, obviously the monetization goes way up. But for me, a lot of this is about relationship. It's not just about the money. And I measure it with the money. I couldn't do it if there was no money. Okay. So I don't want to downplay money, but I want to just be very clear that it's about the relationship. But I'm going to use a calculator here. If I look at my total numbers, in my regular Easy and Articles account, then I've got 1,187,287 article views. Okay, and let me take that numbers, punch that into my calculator. Okay, now the number of articles that I have is 14,630. Okay, that's the total number of articles that are associated with those views. Now these are views. Okay, so if I'm going to divide this. And the reason I'm using views and not clicks is because Ezine Articles started their click tracking about halfway into my venture, so it would be useless information here. Okay, and so I've got an average of 81.15 views per article over time. Okay, now I've got if I were to look at articles, if I actually pull up a page of 250 articles in Ezine Articles that were written 2 years ago. Okay, the average on those pages of articles is somewhere between 300 and 500, meaning an article that's been there for 3 years has 300 or 400 or 500. An article that's been in there for 2 weeks has, you know, 5 or 10. Okay, so it certainly grows over time. But average over the 3 years is 81.5. Now I run between 8% and 10% overall click-through conversion rate. And again, I want to qualify this. People out there teaching, you know, hey, how can you get a 30% conversion rate on your click-throughs? Hey, I've got articles. I've got probably hundreds of articles that are 30, 40, 50% click-through rate, and I could build a program around how to do it, and I could have all this social proof with screenshots of 100 different articles with 30, 40, 50% conversion rate in the bio. But I believe that that's not realistic to say that can happen across the board. That, you know, there's some magic things that have to happen. You know, you could write 100 articles following the same formula, and the average is still going to drag some things down. You're going to have some good ones. You're going to have some bad ones.
Like
that's just the way it is.
It's like stock investing newsletters that quote the returns on their good stocks.
Yeah, yeah.
We made 10,000% on the stocks that made money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the ones that lost money, we lost everything.
Yeah.
We had some good ones.
And I'll tell you, Marlon, I never want to be accused of highlighting just the good stuff. And so that's why I've strayed away from ever creating a product that says, hey, I can get you 40% conversion rate, you know, 40% click-through rate. Now, can I get someone that? Yeah, on one article. I've got clients that do it all the time. Okay, but it's just unfair. So I just want to cite the difference. So I'm between 8% and 10%. I've got clients in niches that don't have as much competition as mine that are consistently doing say 15% conversion rate or click through rate.
Now, when we're talking conversions, what we mean are people at the bottom of the article. There's the resource box, the bio, and you're talking about people that they view the article and then they click the link, which then takes them to your squeeze page.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm talking. I use that word conversion on so much, as I imagine you do. For me, that's a conversion. If somebody clicks in, I've got a squeeze page conversion sale. I mean, I just use that word conversion all the time.
So that would mean,
I'm talking about click-through rate.
81 average views per article, that's about 7 to 8 clicks per article, just average. You know, across the board, and like you say, this includes the most recent articles, so it actually kind of waters down the numbers versus what they would be if you looked at this group of articles 2 years from now. But about eight clicks per article. Now, Do you want to talk? I don't know if it's fair for you to talk about this. Are you able to talk about how much you pay per article nowadays?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Before I do that, I want to make another clarifying point, okay? If I were to stop submitting articles today and just look at these numbers again in 2 years, okay, and I did not submit another article to water things down, okay? And by the way, before I say that, if you and I had this conversation in 1 month, instead of 81.15, it would probably be 81.85 or 82.1 or right, something like that. So, I mean, this is a number that I've been tracking. In fact, I can't give you an actual statistic. I'm working from my memory. But I believe I had a discussion similar to this about a year ago, and I believe this number was in the 50 range, 50, 51. I can't quote that. It'd be almost impossible to separate the data, okay? But that number continues to grow. If I were to do nothing in 2 years, this number would probably be in the 130, 140 range, which would be like 13, 14 clicks per article, okay? And, okay, you know, and these are, again, these are clicks to my website that become subscribers. Right now I'm running about 40%. I've done as high as 50. I could get back to 50 with just a little bit of split testing.
Sure.
Right back. It's just one of those things. I've been on the back burner and working on some other stuff. But if we took just the 40% number, we're looking at 3.2 subscribers per, you know, 3.2 subscribers per article out there. And, okay, you know, everybody can kind of do their own numbers on subscribers. I mean, we know that, you know, what your numbers are. I know what mine are. We know people talk about, you know, averages out there somewhere between $1 and $2 a month. If you take something like this and just say a life of a subscriber is 6 months, okay, you know, 3.2 times 6, we've got 19.2 opportunities here over the 6 months. If we multiply it by 1, we're at $19.2 per article. If we multiplied it by the $2 number, we're 38.4 per month, or 38.4 per article for a 6 month subscriber. I mean, everybody should know what their dollars per subscriber are out there. I mean, if somebody's converting at whatever, $5, then they can figure out what their number is. Let's see, you had a question for me. How much am I paying per article?
Yeah.
Right now I'm averaging, I want to say it's an average, but I think I've got every single article writer now on the exact same price. I've been working on this for a while because, you know, some people 50 cents more and 50 cents below. I think I've got every writer right now at $4 per article, and then I've paid my submitter $1 per article. So my article marketing program runs me $5 an article right now. Could that go up by a dollar in a short period of time? Yes, it could. In fact, a few months ago, that was actually a little bit higher. I've reduced the number of words I put in the articles recently, so I dropped the going rate. This could go to 6. A few months ago, it was 6 for me. Right now, I'm at 5.
You're doing 250 or 300 words an article now.
Yeah, I'm doing 250, 300 words. And I have to say, for the purpose of this call, I've got about 1,000. My last 1,000 articles on eZine articles are with the new number, okay, because before they were 400 to 5. These are about the last 1,000, and I've got about 500, 550 articles that are in queue to be submitted that are with the new number. This is a test, and it could certainly go back up. It's certainly a test. So I'll tell you, Marlon, just trying to be blatantly just transparent here with what I do, that always the danger with transparency is that if you're testing something and you're transparent and 3 months later you're doing it a little bit differently, you know, then, you know,
well,
if
right.
people are
and
trying
people,
to do...
People
know.
Gotta understand, Sean, things change. I mean, what's
yeah.
beautiful about this is you are... Now, and there may be other ones out there, Sean, I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying, as far as I know, you are the longest-term, most consistent article writer, at least within our genre, internet marketers, that I know. I'm sure there's probably some dude out there that writes about other stuff that I don't know about or something. But you have been enormously consistent about this, and what's interesting is how consistent your numbers have been. But having said that, you know, things change, things morph. You know, you may go to shorter articles, or Google may be liking longer articles or whatever. Now, there's one thing we didn't bring up here. So you're paying $4, you know, and if you're getting $1 a month or in 6 months, you know, per subscriber, you didn't do bad. You know, you got maybe three times your money, four times your money, five times your money. Now, the other thing, though, we didn't discuss is, do you know, I don't know if you've even had a way to calculate this or if you use any tracking links. This is just clicks that come from eZine articles. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, this is just those numbers. Yeah, yeah,
now,
this is just eZine articles.
What about
the
clicks that your articles generate from Google and from MSN and Yahoo?
It would take a lot more digging for me to come up with those exact numbers. I take a look at them from time to time. And in fact, some of that I don't track as much anymore. And some of those visits, because of the fact that, the bulk of those Google and MSN and Yahoo visits, the bulk of those are coming through the article, which means that there's no way to tell the difference. Well, with very advanced tracking software, I think you probably could, but I don't use it. Coming through the exact same pathway, whether they are searching eZine articles or they're searching the search engine.
I was thinking, and I may be wrong on this, but don't your articles link to a website?
Yeah.
And since you get a lot of backlinks to that website, then wouldn't that website then be boosted in Google under your keywords you've targeted with the articles?
Yes, it is. The catch for me personally, okay, is that the tracking that I do tracks from the web page. It doesn't track from the source. Okay, now because of the way that I've got the web pages set up, I've got hundreds of web pages out there with different web pages for different sources, then I'm associating the web page with the source. Because of the fact that any time that you boost up that particular web page in Google, it's the exact same page, then those numbers are just, they're aggregated in. I've done some small tests in the past where I believe that the bulk of the traffic is directly from the search engines, and I'm seeing on those particular URLs lower squeeze page conversion rates. So whereas if I've got a nice clean URL that's a brand new and I put it out there, I know it's not in Google and I test it today, I'm probably going to run between 40 and 45% squeeze page conversion rate. If it's in the search engines, I'm probably going to run about a 15 to 20% conversion rate on that exact same squeeze page.
Right.
Okay, because, you know, the optimization for a squeeze page for a search engine visitor has to be a little bit different, because if someone comes through an article, at the end of the article, my bio says, hey, do you want to know more about this? If so, download my free XYZ. They've already been told what to do. When they get there, they know what's there. If they click through a search engine, they don't know what's there. They just see, you know, the search engine, you know, the three lines that you have there in the search engine. They haven't been given, you know, a little bit of a command to download something, and they're having to read that whole squeeze page to find out what's going on. They don't have trust with me. So across, I would say that the search engine traffic converts at a much lower rate in terms of dollars than that direct article marketing traffic. Okay, now, obviously, I want the more search engine traffic I can get, and, you know, we've got some things in place to continue increasing that. Okay, obviously that's nice traffic because we're not spending money directly for it. We're still spending money. Search engine traffic's not free. You know, we're still spending money on the whole system, and a certain percentage of that should be allocated for the search engine part of the budget, as
right.
You well know, of course. But the bulk of the energy and the effort is for those direct points from articles. And I'll tell you the one thing, and I was alluding to it earlier, and I'll come back to it.
Yep.
The thing I like about article marketing, it's not necessarily the visit. And I'll take an article marketed visit that's strict article marketing from either eZine Articles or any other directory. If you know, it's not that, I like eZine Articles because they perform, but it could be called anything else. You know, it could be anything else if somebody else came around and, you know,
sure,
gave them some competition. It worked. It doesn't make any difference. Magic is when somebody has read 300 words, when they get to the bio, they make a choice. 90 to 92% of the people that read that article say, hey, you know what, this isn't really for me, and they hit the back button. when that happens in the search engine, okay, then that shows up in the conversion rate. It shows up in the conversion rate on the squeeze page, but it also shows up in the long-term monetization, because you have some people that would have hit the back button in an article because they don't really like your style, but because they don't get enough on a squeeze page to figure out your style and they really want your ebook, download your free ebook. Now they count as a subscriber. They go into all your subscriber numbers. But once they read a few paragraphs of an ebook that you've written, they don't like your style, which they could have found out if they'd read an article, and then they either A, unsubscribe, which drives the unsubscribe rate up, or worse, they stay in and drive down all the other conversions. Okay, and so, you know, I really, really, really prefer that visitor that comes through, physically through the article, because the only people that actually click all the way through are the 8 to 10% that say, hey, not only am I not going to click away from this article, but I like this person enough to download his free gift. Then they get to the squeeze page, and keep in mind I'm running a 40% conversion rate on the squeeze page. That means that at this point, 60% of people have followed through to the squeeze page and are now filtering themselves out by saying, there's something I don't like here. And so when somebody actually becomes a subscriber, they've passed through like a double filter. It's a triple filter if you figure out, you know, if you think about the, you know, what they were searching for, but that filter is kind of the same for search engine traffic. But they've gone through a double filter for me. They're a double filtered subscriber when they get to me. Not only do they like my writing style and they believe I can help them, they're also not offended by any kind of rah-rah I might have on my squeeze page, you know, in big red letters. They're not offended by that. So this is really a super-duper qualified person to read one of my sales letters and buy from me and perhaps get involved in coaching with me in the long run.
Well, that's very well said, and it's just the whole way you've systematized this fascinates me. Now, have you found, I'm interested that you're paying that much per article, because I figured you were paying a buck or two, because I see these people on Digital Point, for example, that advertise a buck or two per article, and sometimes in Warriors Forum or other places. What's been your experience on using these people, say Digital Point or something, where they advertise a buck or two per article, you know, versus a little bit more? Does the quality of the article matter much? You know, why are you paying? Not you're paying some huge rate, because you're not, but why are you paying a little bit more than some of these people you see advertised?
Well, I mean, you know, just to comment on the huge rate, I mean, if we're talking ROI, and, you know, we're talking about the difference between paying a buck and paying, you know, I'm paying four for the raw article,
yep,
you know, that's a 400% difference, which would decrease my ROI by four times. So, you know, well, the math wouldn't work exactly like that. If someone is only generating $1 per month per subscriber on a 6-month subscriber that's worth 19.2, the ROI on a $4 article that has a $1 premium on it for submission, the ROI on the money itself is 400%. If I was paying $1 an article plus $1 for submission, then we'd be looking at 2 to 10. We'd be looking at 1,000% ROI, and that's for somebody that's just converting
a buck.
Yes, the quality of the article matters. It's huge. And I'll tell you, I cannot speak to any of the websites that you just mentioned, okay, but I can say this, that when I first started hiring article writers, I went through about 40 to 50 article writers the first couple of months. What I did was I gave them a 5-article sample that they could start working with, and I'd pay them for them, whether they were good articles or not. I mean, they get paid for them, and then if those were good, I'd keep moving up. And I'll tell you, I did hire some writers that were in the $1.50, $2 range at the time, and what happened was, consistently on cheaper articles, and I found this even at $4, $5, $8 articles, there's people out there that are doing this, in order to make those numbers work, because, I mean, somebody, no matter what part of the world that you're in, you know, you've got to make so much per the time that you're working, you know, to be competitive, or, you know, to not go out and charge $5. And what I found, and again, I can't link this to any particular site, sure, or even any particular dollar figure.
A general comment, I understand.
However, what generally tends to happen out there, and this is a huge problem across the board, even at $4 an article, even at $8 an article, people have to watch out for this. I've even kind of created a whole product that teaches people how to get through all how to get through this as quickly and easily as possible and find the good writers. But what happens is they go out there and they use that article writing software that allows you to go in and pluck phrases out of all kinds of different articles online.
Oh.
It basically creates these plagiarized articles. They'll tell you they're not plagiarized, but for me, if you didn't write it originally, in my opinion, that's plagiarism, and everybody's opinion can be different, and that's fair. The problem, though, wherever someone's ethical or moral line is on plagiarism and what constitutes or not, if an article has any phrase that is tied to any other article in the world, E-Zine Articles filter will knock the article out. Okay, and that means that those articles that generally tend to be of lower price, okay, generally, I'm being really general because who knows, there may be one person on the earth that writes $1 articles and writes them originally, okay?
Right.
But those lower priced articles tend to generally be written using that software, and those articles will not do the work that I need them to do. Because of E-Zine Articles filter, if we did the testing, we might find that Google's filter would also knock them out. And I'll tell you, you can have a million articles out there, but if Google and E-Zine Articles or E-Zine Articles don't work with you and send you traffic from those articles, then it's worthless. It's just a feather in your cap to say you have a million articles. So quality is definitely important, and it's not just, and obviously right now we're talking about plagiarism quality, okay? It can look like a perfectly good article. Usually they don't, though, because if somebody's pulling stuff from all over the place, and usually they're not even, if you're looking at really low rates, Marlon, they're not even pulling like one sentence from one article and one from another and one from another. They're usually pulling one article as their base, and then pulling a phrase or two out of a different article to kind of seed it in.
Oh.
And I mean, you go through those articles, you search a phrase on Google, you'll find the article they stole it from. And again, it's a generalization, but my experience has been that there's a lot of that out there. I've fired a lot of writers for it. And so I just caution anybody that really believes they can build a business model on $1 or $2 articles. Can you find a writer? Sure. I had a writer one time that was charging me something ridiculously low, and they were decent articles. It was like $2 an article, and they were not plagiarized articles. The English was bad because they were using their worst writers in their writing shop. Okay, because some of these places where you buy the articles from, even at $4. They're outsourcing it to people in their own office that are writing them for $2 or $3, and they're making the spread. Okay, to get to that, say, $2 article, she was using some of the writers that weren't as good in her particular, writing factory or writing shop or whatever you want to call it. And in order to get those articles to come up in quality and use the better writers, I ended up getting close to what I pay now. I think I ended up at about $350, and they still weren't perfect. She had to send them to another editor that would fix them, and that gets the price right back up. So to me, it's just a market competitive thing. I don't believe anybody can build a long-term business model on $2 an article. Maybe there's somebody out there that could prove me wrong, but there'd probably be a little bit of luck involved there to find a couple of writers that hit that sweet spot and weren't competitive enough to go out and find people that would pay more for their articles.
Well, are your writers full-time, or they work for you like part-time, or you just say, give me this many articles and that's it?
Well, all of mine are outsourced 100%, and I only pay by the article, okay? And I'd even thought about, and I've run the numbers on running a local room, hiring like 5 to 10 people and putting them at desks and doing like a factory process, having one person write titles and other people write introductions and that kind of thing. And the numbers were actually nice and clean. If I remember correctly, I could do it for pretty much what I'm doing it now. But it's just a lot of work to do it. Okay. So I've just chosen not to go that route. I outsource everything, and when I outsource, I only pay for results. Now, having said that, I do give my writers a lot of volume. I've got one person that does about 500 a month, and best I can tell, that's her full-time work. Now, she's also got some writers that do work for other people, but she does mine, and from best I can tell, it's her 100% full-time work. I've got another writer who doesn't write quite that much. I would hope she's not writing full time to make this happen, but I would believe that 80 to 90% of her revenue comes from those articles. I've got someone else who is an article writer for me who has a small internet business, spends maybe 10, 20 hours a week on the internet business. If I had to guess, the bulk of the rest of his time, another 30, 40 hours a week, is spent writing for me. Let's see, that counts. 1, 2, 3. And that's about it. I've got a couple people that'll write me 50 here and there that, you know, that they're certainly not the foundation of my business. But the foundation of my articles is basically the three people that, for all practical purposes, are full time. You know, again, I'm paying them by the article, and you know, they've got their own priorities in life. But yeah, for the most part, I'd say the three of them are pretty much full time. Certainly two of them, I would say, are pretty much full time for me. What's that?
U.S.-based or overseas-based?
One is U.S.-based, and the other two are overseas.
Huh, how about that? Fascinating.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Let's talk about, we'll go on your coaching in just a second, but let's talk about a guy. There's a guy, won't use his real name, we'll just say his name is Bill. He posted on my blog, he's in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He's 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Still got a good brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spent all his money, if it's the guy, I'm thinking he spent all his money traveling, and now he ain't got nothing left.
Okay.
Because he outlived his money, 81. But he's still right. Still got a very sharp in mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But ain't got any money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you tell a guy like this to ramp up to the point where he can afford your coaching program? Right now he can't afford your coaching program. You know, or my membership site, or anyone's anything. What do you tell that guy or gal out there that's just stone broke that they need to do to get up to a point where they can even afford some help?
Okay, so the first thing I'd have would be a couple of questions, Marlon. The first one would be, how many hours per week can this person work without pay, because the first few months online are without pay, whether you invest $100,000 in your business and you generate a return you generate revenue of 30 grand your first month, you're in the hole by 70 that first month, or whether you start from a shoestring. I mean, the first few months online, whether you invest heavily in everything or if you start with nothing, the first few months are pretty much negative or zero.
These people can spend at least 3 or 4 hours a day.
3 or 4 hours a day. Okay, so we're talking 3 or 4 hours a day. Let's call it 5 days a week, 15, 20 hours a week. Okay. Now, the next question is, you know, can the person, you know, type it, at, say, at least 20 words a minute or you know, can borrow the money to buy some speech translation software and get to 20 or 30 words a minute using something like that? Okay, so if that answers yes.
Yep,
and then the third question I'd have to ask would be, can the person swing, say, $100 a month, wouldn't even be $100 a month, but, you know, maybe 20 a month for hosting, and then maybe 20 a month for some autoresponder. Yeah, let's just call it that. And, you know, we've got to assume the person is sharp enough to be able to read a basic tutorial on putting up
a
squeeze page instead of having to pay for it.
Yeah,
okay.
But can't they just use a hub page or a WordPress, you know, blog on WordPress.com or a Squidoo page land or something instead of having their own hosting?
Well, in theory they could, Marlon, but keep in mind that the place where I make my money, I don't make my money writing the article. I don't make my money with pay-per-click ads or cost per action on the article. I make my money when someone becomes a subscriber. Okay, now, if I didn't have a squeeze page, I wouldn't run a 40% conversion rate. So if someone were to use a Squidoo page or a hub page or, you know, a blog, you know, I don't even know what these numbers are in the marketplace today because I don't do it, but, you know, my guess is a blog with an opt-in form on it probably only converts at, 5% conversion rate, maybe 7%. okay? And so for me to try to build somebody like that, a model, I mean, you'd have to take all of my numbers and divide them by five to make anything work. And if the person's only going to work 15 to 20 hours a week, I'd be tentative to even I'd be real tentative. I'd want somebody.
They can go out to HostGator and they can get an account for about $7 a month, and it'll be a good account.
Okay, so let's say they do that, and then the next thing that I believe they need, Marlon, I believe, and I really believe that we can't sacrifice this for the few dollars. I really believe that they need a professional autoresponder account. I hate to throw names out there, but you know, I really believe they've got to have an autoresponder account that you know, it doesn't just come with their web hosting. It needs to be something like AWeber or GetResponse, or maybe if you've got one you want to throw in there that you like, you know, but
well,
something
try to
that's
label a one shopping carts, automate your website.com.
Yes.
But listen, any of those three.
Yes. Any of those
services,
three.
GetResponse, AWeber, or one shopping cart. All of those autoresponders are going to work fine for you.
Yeah, any of those are going to work fine. I just want to make the distinction between those professional autoresponders and some piece of $20 software you might throw on your web hosting account or something.
Yeah, I follow you.
Because some people, when they hear the word autoresponder, they see that they get an autoresponder in their web hosting account, but it doesn't really do what we need it to do. Okay, I really believe they need that because the money comes from, let's call it what it is, selling to your list. That's where the money comes from. We write the articles, but that's just one pillar. The second pillar of the business in the article writing model is building the list. Okay?
All right.
And
so
then the third pillar is selling to the list.
And they,
okay?
They got the autoresponder, they got some hosting.
Okay. Okay. I tell you, so now we got somebody writing 20 words a minute. And so that means they can write about 1,200 words an hour. And if we take out some time to write the title, that person can write about two articles an hour. Okay, so 15 to 20 hours a week. Now keep in mind, if all they're doing is writing articles right at first, they don't need any time for anything else. So 15 hours a week times two articles an hour is 30 articles a week. Times four is 120 articles a month. Okay, now, if somebody has 120 articles a month, and the first month, let's just say those articles will add two subscribers a month. Let's just use a simple formula and say two articles per month per article. Then that person's going to add 240 subscribers per month. Okay. The next month, he should add more because he puts in his next 120, plus he's going to get some residual off of the old articles. So next month, he might add 360 subscribers. The next month, maybe 480 subscribers. After 3 months, he's at 1,080 subscribers minus, say, 5% unsubscribe rate. He's at about 1,000 subscribers. Okay, now,
right.
Now that he has 1,000 subscribers, and it doesn't have to be 1,000. He could do the next step at 200, but just trying to build a realistic model. You know, he's going to, during this time period, he's kept in touch with his subscribers by doing two things. Number one, sending them content in an email campaign, and he doesn't have to rewrite any content. He's just going to send them some of these articles that he's writing, not all of them, but some of them. He's going to keep in touch with them. He's going to ask them if he can help them with anything. He's going to begin to carry on a conversation with his list. This may be something that after the point of 3 months, remember the first 3 months, he's spending the 15 hours writing these articles. If he's willing to work 20 hours, he's got 5 hours extra. He can use that communicating with his list. During that same period of 3 months, he's also going to be, as he's finding out what the people on his list need, he's going to go out there and find affiliates who have what he needs, what his subscribers need. So if somebody says, hey, I need XYZ, then Bill, this imaginary Bill, is going to go out and find an affiliate that offers what his subscriber needs, and he's going to offer that not just to the one subscriber, but he's going to make the assumption that if one person needs it, many do. And he's going to promote that affiliate item to the entire list. And he's going to begin right now generating revenue. Okay? And who knows what that number's going to be. You know, we could say that a beginner doing affiliate marketing with using this method might be at, say, 25 cents to 50 cents per subscriber per month using some affiliate marketing. It could be higher, okay?
Right.
And when we're talking a beginner, the second 90 days, you know. So this person should be generating by the end of 3 months $250 to $500 per month on affiliate items. Okay, now, the next 3 months, he's going to do the same thing. So at the end of the next 3 months, he's going to have 2,000 subscribers. The big difference he's going to do now is he's going to begin writing ebooks instead of just articles. Okay? And what I recommend for this next phase is when he's writing these ebooks, and notice I'm talking about this person as a total beginner, this next phase he could use this next piece I'm going to give in the first phase if he chose to. Many people struggle with this at first, so that's why I gave the really the beginner stage next. The next stage is to write an ebook, and when he writes the ebook, to write the ebook in such a way that it can be used for a set of articles. So, for example, outline the entire ebook. Let's say it has 10 chapters, and each chapter has 10 sections in it. Make sure that each section has at least 300 words. Each one of those sections can be used as an article. Okay, so since we're talking 120 articles a month, let's make this a 120-page ebook that has 120 topics. So maybe this one has, I normally teach what I call my 10x10 formula. We'll make this a 12x10. If this has 12 chapters with 10 sections in each one, what he's doing now is he's writing an ebook at the same time as he's submitting these articles. Now he's going to sell this ebook to his list. And then at this point, I mean, he's where I was at my third month, and the next month he can do the same thing. This person, working 15 to 20 hours a week, could write one ebook a month for the course of the year, you know, and now we kind of get into that realm where we say, you know, I can't put a dollar value on all of that, but surely if somebody's at $500 a month after 3 months with no ebook, at, you know, every single 3 month period he adds 1,000 subscribers, so in a year he's got 4,000 subscribers, and in a year he has 12 ebooks for sale to those subscribers. I would imagine that person should be at somewhere between $1 and $2 per subscriber per month, which would put this person in a 12 month plan at between $4,000 and $8,000 a month in income, starting with an initial investment of what he just learned on our discussion here and an investment of an autoresponder account and a hosting account and doing the things that I've just discussed.
And some point in there, they can afford some coaching. You know, some point in there, they can buy your article manifesto, they can get coaching from you, they can, you know, some options open up, but you've really helped this person just from broke, just from scratch, with just chicken scratching money for an autoresponder and a little bit for web hosting to really build up a viable business without having to do any real rocket science there. You know, now, somewhere along the way, they can start hiring out those articles. They don't have to write them themselves, and they, you know, and they can parlay up from there just like you have, you know. But now, so you were in the, how long did it take you to build up to that $15,000? Because you had mentioned that you built up to $15,000. Now, how long did that take again?
13th month, I did $15,347. Now keep in mind that between January, which was the 6th month, and August, which was the 13th month, it didn't just jump from 5,500 to 15, added about a grand a month, using the exact same formula that I just gave to our imaginary friend Bill. I wrote a new ebook every single month. Those ebooks were cut into articles, and then I was doing, now the one piece that I was doing additionally, Marlon, of course, as we've talked about, is I was writing additional articles over and above the ebooks, and in about February, I began to outsource some of the articles. I continued to write my full complement of articles. I just set a budget aside, a percentage aside, and I don't remember what the number was now, but I just set a percentage aside of the income that was coming in and put that into having other people write articles. As those articles began to generate a return on investment, I just continued to, as my income went up, the percentage stayed the same. I continued to spend more and more money on articles, you know, at the point that the return on investment from the articles had kind of exceeded what I was able to do by hand And as I began to morph into doing coaching, because now people were coming to me and saying, wow, you did all of this in such a short period of time, can you help me? And,
right.
I mean, obviously, you know, I began to do that, and the pay, obviously, on coaching is significantly higher, even back then. I mean, now it's like, you know, significantly higher than
right.
buying an ebook from me, you know, but as I began to spend more and more time coaching as a result of people coming to me and saying, hey, how can I learn? Then as a result of that, I probably by about August of that year, so after the full year, I'd gotten to where I'd stop writing articles, you know, and you just clarify that. Sometimes I'll have a creative thing in my head and I'll sit down for 10 minutes, write something and post it. But I mean, sir, it's not a part of my system and it wouldn't make any difference really to my bottom line if I did that once a month and had a creative spark or I didn't. I mean, the system does the work for me, which
now,
is nice.
So you had 12 ebooks after 12 months. Is that right?
I believe that's right. I believe I counted it. It was not in August when I counted. It was like November. And I believe at that point I had 15. And that's when I quit writing ebooks,
okay.
was after I had that. So assuming there was one a month from September to November, and I believe that there were, yeah, that'd be an accurate statement, 12 books in 12 months.
And all the articles from the ebooks were submitted to eZine Articles, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe that every page in every ebook out there is on eZine Articles.
This is a secret. It's a secret. We're putting that out there to the public. But now let me ask you this.
It's not a secret anymore, Marlon.
Yeah, all right. How much were you selling those ebooks for?
When I first started, they were $10. They were $10 ebooks when I first started. In about May, those ebooks went up to $97. And the revenue stayed exactly the same. The volume went down. That was 2 years ago. Yeah, that was over 2 years ago. That was, you know, when I first issued them, they were $10. In about my 6 months, I'll tell you what happened. Interesting story, Marlon. I'll tell you what happened is, and I don't remember the month. It was March or April of 2007. I'm running my stats, and I don't know, I'd probably done $8,000 or $9,000 that month. And I was running my stats, and I had like 445 sales at $10. And, you know, when I looked at those numbers and I said, you know what, a percentage of these people, one thing that was happening was I was also doing the coaching, and I found that people who had bought multiple ebooks, meaning that they hadn't spent $10, they'd spent $30 or $40 or $50 or $70, mm-hmm. and I actually had, I had one product that was selling at like $77 in there, and that people who also bought, especially people who had bought the $77, the conversion rate to coaching with me was like through the roof compared to people that had just bought one $10 book. And so what I wanted to do was start screening for those people. I wanted to really get out of my system anybody who would only spend $10. And the only way that I mean, obviously there's multiple ways you can do it, but the way that I chose at the time was I said, you know what, I'm going to make this, I'm going to put a filter on here that I basically only work with people who have the ability and willingness to spend. And really, the very first time that they do it, it's a risk. Once you buy something from me, then everything else in the future, it's really an investment because they know what they're going to get. But the very first time that you spend $1, $10, $100, $10,000, $100,000 with any individual, there's a risk element to it. And so I just made the decision. I said, from here on out, the entry fee to get to know me is $97, other than all the free material.
But you don't put your articles into ebooks anymore, is that right? You just did that initially for the cash flow?
Well, I tell you, I don't write ebooks anymore. I coach all of my clients to use that method.
Yep.
Okay? So I coach all of my clients, but I don't write ebooks anymore.
Right.
You know, I've had a couple of ebooks ghostwritten for me recently. And they're not what they should be, and I probably will end up just pulling them or having them rewritten, or not sure what direction I'm going with this stuff. But those ghostwritten books will most certainly, they've not been yet. They'll most certainly be turned into articles. One question I get, Marlon, is, you know, people say, well, you know, isn't it unfair for somebody to pay money for material that frankly is all over the web for free?
Right.
And here's the thing. If if someone has so much free time and so little money that they're willing to spend 25 hours sifting through my 14,000 plus articles to find the 8 that give them the information they need, they're not an ideal client for me. Okay? Now, if somebody reads 3 of my articles and says, you know what, I don't have time to read all of these 14,000 articles to figure out how to do it, I just want the condensed version. I want to know step by step what's step 1, step 2, step 3. I don't want to get step 8 first and then step 1 and then step 12 and then step 2. And that person is willing to spend the money to get the information in that order, then for that person, that's a very fair trade because they're paying for organized information that they can actually use. Because, frankly, those articles, 250, 300 words, and at the time, my standard was 250 words. And I would just literally go through there and cut it at 250 words if it was in the middle of a paragraph. I mean, and it converts to clicks like crazy on the article because it's an ebook, it's a snippet from an ebook, it's nice, good, strong information. But because it's only 2 paragraphs of a 100-page ebook, they want more, and that's when they click through. But kind of going back to that, why would somebody pay for that free information? Yeah. Well, because they want the real information. They don't want to have to sift through it for 25 hours. You know, they don't have time for that. You know, you don't, I don't, and all of our prospects that are qualified, nice, qualified coaching prospects, they don't have time for that. They'll spend the money, they'll get in our system, and a percentage of those become our coaching clients.
So let's talk about what happens in coaching. Tell me about a guy or a gal, man or a woman, who joined your program and isn't your greatest, because I'm sure you have just some incredible, amazing success stories. But let's just talk about someone people can identify with, you know, not the fastest writer in the world, not the most articulate person in the world, not that they're dumb, but just kind of like, you know, average, within the realm that most people can identify with. You know, they're not Einstein or somebody, or they're not Hemingway, you know, and they took your system and they got a result from it. Can you give me, you know, kind of something that's a story that a normal person can relate to?
I certainly can, Marlon, and I can share a few of those stories with you, kind of holding names back, but, you know, I can certainly show a few of those stories with you. The one thing that we have to qualify on this is that they're willing to do the work, put the time in and do the work, and they have to do both. You know, they've got to commit to working 20 hours a week or more. You know, they've got to commit to doing that. I mean, if somebody comes in fact, I've gotten to the point, Marlon, that if somebody comes in and, you know, we're talking about, you know, maybe them coaching with me and working with me, and I ask them how much time they've got to put into the business, and they say, oh, an hour a night, I tell them I'm the wrong coach for them, that they need, that they're probably better off, you know, kind of using the formula that I just gave, and sometimes I'll just give that formula to people, you know, just say, hey, use this, and then when you're making that $4,000 to $8,000, you know, you can really invest in, now you can maybe you can cut back the work that you're doing, you can quit working that second job, and you can really free up 4 or 5 hours. But I'll tell you, if somebody's not willing to free up the same 4 to 5 hours that they would free up if they had to go get a second job to help make ends meet, if they're not willing to put in 4 or 5 hours a day, basically 15, 20 hours a week at the bare minimum, then in my opinion, that person's not as serious as they really need to be to get the kind of results that they need. And then the second qualifier is that they're willing to do exactly what I said during that period of time. Okay, so just because they're sitting behind the internet 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, if they're spending half of that time surfing and answering emails from people who are trying to sell them get-rich-quick schemes, you know, if they're spending half of the time doing that, then that doesn't count as work. So they've got to be willing to put the time in and do the work, okay? And unfortunately, you know, people will tell me before they start coaching with me, I'm going to put 30 hours or 40 hours in, and 2 weeks after they start, you know, something came up in their life and they're down to 10 hours, and then 2 months later they're down to 2, okay? And so the really successful people are not always the smartest. In fact, sometimes I find that the really smart people are the ones that think that they can automate everything the first month, and then they never make any money. And sometimes it's the people that are not quite as smart and that are willing to do the work, they're willing to take my directions and follow them exactly. I find that those are the people that have more success. So, you know, you were qualifying, you know, hey, you know, this is the sharpest person and it's not the person that has everything together.
Not to insult them or something. But
not to insult them, yeah. But
these examples of, you know, like I'll have I have a friend named Jason. And
yeah.
Jason, you know, can write an article in 7 minutes. You know, mm-hmm. he can probably write a sales letter probably about as good as I can in 20 or 30. You know, I mean, the guy is just absolutely phenomenal. You know, it's not fair to give that guy, you know.
Yeah, we can't use that guy as kind of our example. But I'll give you some examples. I tell you, I had somebody that I started working with year and a half, year and three quarters ago, something like that. And she went through one of my courses. It was, you know, like a 12-week intense coaching program with me and about five or six other people that I kind of took them through the process of doing everything. And within the first month, she'd written a new ebook. And over the course of the year, I think she ended up creating 10 new products in the course of the year using the formula that I just gave on our conversation, using that exact formula. It's the one that I taught in that particular class. And she took that and, you know, she's got a multiple number of niches. I don't know any revenue numbers. I know that she's into the thousands of subscribers as a result of doing that work and, you know, like 10 products. Had another client. I had a client. This one's a little bit different, but I just want to share it. This is a particular client that came to me and started using. It's almost unfair to share this one because this one is a little bit different. I'm just going to share it anyway. Came to me last year in November and had been working with me a little bit on kind of the article marketing and that kind of thing, but he's got kind of a consulting business already and sat down and talked with me. And I did some really deep high-level coaching with him, really at the same level as you and I have been talking, you know, in terms of this is exactly what you do and how to do it. His topic was a little bit different. And, you know, he went out, and I believe he sold like $25,000 or $30,000 worth of fresh consulting in the, like the next 2 weeks. That popped in my head. Had another person that came to me. She took a starter class with me, like a one-week crash course, something special I did back in October, November of last year, and she just didn't, it was too technical for her. She just didn't get it, couldn't get a website up, and we started working together closely in January, and if I remember correctly, she like bought a domain name but didn't have anything on there. And had been through one of my entry level classes and still wasn't able
still
to figure it out, which
anything there.
Which is rare. I mean, most people, they take my first tutorial and, you know, in a couple hours they've got a website and a squeeze page up and they're ready to write articles. I mean, this was somebody that's just technically like just, you know, all thumbs. And 3 months later, she launched a class with like 9 or 10 people that paid her $1,200 to be in the class. And we're talking absolute scratch in 90 days. And, you know, and these are all people that, you know, there's nothing special about them. They did the work. All three of these people I just mentioned, Marlon, they did the work. They put the time in. They all put full-time work in, or, you know, they all put the work in. They did exactly what I asked them to do. They did the work. And I mean, countless other clients that, you know, put 10 hours a week in that have products that they're selling. But, you know, they're not doing as much work. They don't have the products out there. They're not making as much money. I mean, it's you know, this isn't something, you know, people talk so much about how this is so wonderful and you can sit on the beach and work. And Marlon, you've done it. I've done it. I mean, I've made money sitting on the beach. I wake up every morning and you wake up every morning and you made money and we both make money at the coffee shops and I made money. I made money a couple of months ago in Costa Rica where I didn't turn the computer on, you know, and you've done the same thing. But there's so many stories out there where people make that the big thing. You know, you can make the money, you know, in your underwear, on the beach or whatever. But what the piece that they so often leave out is the initial work, that first year to build the business. And that's what people have to do. They've got to
put
that
in. Sean, I agree. Now, let's talk about, though, the guy or the gal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have these where they tried a year, two, three, 4 years, and just hadn't made it, come to you and within 90 days, 6 months, got a pretty decent result, especially in contrast to having done nothing for one, two, three, 4 years. Tell us about someone like that.
Okay, well, frankly, that first person I mentioned to you, that the 10 e-books, she'd actually been online trying to figure things out for either 8 years or 10 years. I don't remember the number now.
Ooh.
Either 8 years or 10 years trying to figure things out and hadn't made it. Let's see. Got another person that this is, my guess is, a couple of years trying to figure things out. And this is kind of an interesting story. This person came to me, you know, he works full time and in his particular niche, you know, he's trying to create, kind of a coaching program. And he came to me and did this without spending a penny with me. He basically, what he did is he got on every single free telecall that I held for like 3 months. And listened to every single MP3 that I have and everything. And he completely duplicated my entire system, starting with an ebook and an audio series and a coaching program. He did all of that without even working with me. It was incredible. Created a, you know, like a 30 email sequence email program or email
wow.
campaign. All of this, and this is somebody that hadn't even, he just jumps into my mind because I was just talking to him a few days ago and, you know, did that from scratch. Got another client that came to me without, I don't believe she had anything. She didn't have any ebooks. She'd been trying to build a list for a long time. That's pretty common. I'll get a lot of people that come to me, Marlon, with, you know, 50 people on a list. They've been building it for 2 years and can't do anything with it. And the key problem there is they're doing a lot of things right. They've found some decent affiliate items to sell, and they've actually figured out how to drive some traffic with blogs. But they're building their list right off the blog, so they're getting like 3 subscribers a month. And
yep.
the subscribers are hooked to the blog and not the email. And, you know, those are the kind of people that, you know, that, I mean, literally within 90 days, it's really easy to say, hey, switch that traffic over from a blog to a squeeze page. And, you know, they'll take off 500 to 1,000 subscribers
wow.
you know, within a few months, mimicking what I did, 500 to 1,000 subscribers the first few months, and really pumping up the affiliate sales. And then I'll tell you what I do, Marlon, is, you know, every single time, hey, now that you've got that affiliate business, you need to have your own products. And you can do both. You can do affiliates, but the affiliate marketing, you keep doing it because it's working, but, you know, we've got to kind of boost up your income. Let's see. Let me take another person into mind. I tell you what, had somebody that just struggling. This was about 8-9 months ago. Hadn't done anything, was struggling, and took a 12-week course with me, and it came out of that course with an ebook, and I believe his CD series was almost completed
wow.
at that time. And just in that initial period. And by the way, that's kind of common. Anybody that works with me for 3 or 4 months, they'll almost always, I mean, if they do the work, they'll have an ebook and either have it completed or almost there. And the same thing with the CD series, have a CD series kind of ready to go and a sales page and all that. And what
nice.
He's done now is he's actually launched, a class that really mimics what my class was when I used to teach a 12-week class. He's launching a class that's very similar. I think he's got put a price tag of like $5,000 on this class. And in fact, this is an interesting story. He kind of finished the material. He'd had the ebook and the audio program created, but he wasn't ready to go with the big ticket. And I almost regret that I said I'd tell this story because I hate to do what I'm getting ready to do because I'm not going to name names. He went and worked with somebody else. I hate to do this, Marlon. I hate to do it, but you also hate to ever say I'm going to tell you about something and then not, so I won't, but I can't name names. He went and worked with somebody else.
Yeah.
Spent like 2 or 3 times what he'd invested with me and just totally, absolutely, you know, disappointed, didn't get any results.
Right.
Got an
right.
email from him about 2 months ago that says, hey, I'm reviewing all the material that we studied together. And I've got a new ebook going. He's got like hundreds of articles on Easy Articles. He said I've got a new one going, and I'm finally doing what you suggested at first. I'm launching a $5,000 class, and you know, that's always really, yeah.
Now,
I mean, that's
now,
always.
One more. I want to hear one more story about a skeptic. I want to hear a story about somebody that came to you I went ahead and signed up, but they were really skeptical that your system was really going to work for them.
I tell you what, you know, the person I mentioned earlier that had been through that that 1 week crash course mm-hmm. with me and the technical, you know, we got on the phone in January after. I mean, and in fact, I think she even like, you know, she was just done with me. I mean, you know, my program didn't get the results that she wanted, and she was just distraught. You know, just my program wasn't, you know, and I'm not as clear as I think I am and all of that. And we got on the phone and we chatted, and just a complete skeptic. You know, we went through, you know, we kind of talked about working together and when, you know, we're kind of talking about the money and she told me the other day, she said, and actually the way that I found this out was I had another client who was in a very similar niche or potential client who's a client now. And, she said to me, she said, well, I just got to talk to somebody in fact, she specifically asked this person because I used her as an example. Like I am now. She said, I'd like to talk to her before I sign up. And the reason that she wanted to is her husband said, absolutely not. We're not going to make that investment. You know, you're not going to do this. You're just not going to do it. And, so she said, boy, I'd love to have my husband on the phone with that particular client of yours. And, they got on the phone and I know that client's a bit of a talker. And my guess is they talked for like an hour, you know, you know, whenever you do that, you always wonder, you know, well, are they going to outsell the whole thing because they talk about how much work it is? And she did. She was like, you know, it's really a lot of work and some of the things Sean does are frustrating and blah, blah, blah. I mean, she really, it's almost like she unsold me and the lady came back and she's like, okay, great. I need to pull some money around in some accounts and you know, I'll get that money to you in 3 days. And she did. She paid for the whole thing. But you're kind of going back to that lady. I called her up and I said, just want to thank you. I really appreciate your honesty with my new client. She signed up. And I just really appreciate that. And she said, well, you know, the funny thing was when I got off the phone with you, you know, my husband was just totally against it. You know, you're just wasting your money and nothing will ever happen. And she was really very, very skeptical, and I have no idea why she decided to do it. And then, you know, when she got in, very skeptical about the work to do. And I'll tell you, the funny thing is, Marlon, even right now, I just got on the phone with her yesterday. We had a coaching call yesterday and giving her some direction to move, you know, take the next step. I mean, she did 8, 9, 10 sales at, you know, $1,200 on that first class. You know, after the first 90 days. And, you know, what I want to see her do is bump the price and go to like 30 people in a class at $2,000 or something. You know, that's what I'd really like to see her do. And I believe she can do it in the next 90 days. And, you know, she's skeptical and hopefully, you know, we'll have another success story when she gets to the next point. But she was just huge skeptical, Marlon, huge. And then
I wonder how her husband felt after she had sold the money and had some money in the bank from it. I bet he wasn't quite so skeptical then.
No, he thinks I'm great. He really does. I mean, you know, because she's making money. In fact, you know, that's just the success story part of it. The last, you know, month or so, she's released a new ebook. She did things backwards from what I normally teach. She launched the class first. But just last month, she launched an ebook. It wasn't selling real well. I think she had $37 on it. Wasn't selling real well. I said, look, you got to bump the price to $97. Didn't believe me, but just did it. And put it in her autoresponder campaign. Didn't send out a broadcast. Forgot it was in the autoresponder campaign. A couple of days ago, she had 4 sales that she just didn't know that were going to occur on the ebook. And now she's in the process. She's just wrapping up that class. She's recorded it. It's going to be a home study course now. And so she'll be launching that within the next 30 days, and she's getting ready to do another 12-week class. She just started promoting that. So, you know, that's a total skeptic. And the funny thing is, Marlon, she's still a skeptic. She still doesn't believe that she's going to double it and triple it.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take?
I don't know, but I'm so excited for her. I really am, because, and again, total skeptic, total all thumbs with the website. I mean, couldn't upload a single web page, just couldn't upload a web page.
Wow.
And you know, we of course course, we solved that right away once we were working together. And, you know, one of the things I like to do with people is, you know, if we need to, hey, get on a webinar and just show you how it's done. You know, mm-hmm. and that, you know, that was something that was effective for her. But anyway, kind of getting off track. But, you know.
Well, let me do this. If somebody, first of all, the free stuff. What's your website if people want to go and get your freebies, right? Where do they go?
Okay. I tell you the best place for somebody to go that kind of ties into, you know, our call today is expertarticlemarketing.com. So www.expertarticlemarketing.com. That's the place for them to go.
Okay.
And that'll do is that'll get them into, you know, a basic campaign where they're going to they're going to get to know me. They're going to get some free information. They're going to have an opportunity to buy some paid information and get to know me and that kind of thing. So it's just a real basic campaign. Right
now, what's your best ebook you can buy that you've written on article marketing? Is it the Article Manifesto, or do you got something else that's the best ebook you got on it?
Yeah, I would say the Article Marketing Manifesto. For anybody who's not that's not making money or doing things right, you know, if somebody's ever written an article before, I'll be honest with you, Marlon, some of what's in Article Marketing Manifesto is basic, you know, how to write a title. But, you know, sometimes people are even doing those things wrong, and if they're doing those things wrong, then they're not going to get the results that, you know, that they'd like to have. So I'd say that'd be the book to start with.
And what's
if somebody,
the URL for it?
I tell you what, it's such a confusing URL. If somebody goes into that particular campaign, that expert article marketing, they'll have an opportunity to purchase that after they've gotten to know me within 2 or 3 days. They'll get an email that promotes the article. And I'll be honest with you, Marlon, I'd much rather somebody, you know, go into my campaign, get a few emails from me, watch my YouTube video, kind of get to know me, see my face, and then decide to buy the manifesto. I'd really rather that than someone to say, okay, great, this has been great, I'm just going to go buy it right from our conversation. I'd rather them go through the free campaign first anyhow.
And then other than the manifesto and other than your coaching, which we'll get to in a second, are there anything else that you recommend they buy from you on article marketing?
If someone has already gone through the material in Article Marketing Manifesto, okay, or they've already written several hundred articles and they're profitable, and I qualify that because if someone's not profitable, even though they're writing articles, they're still doing something wrong. They need the basics. Even if they think they're an expert marketer because they've got expert status at Easing Articles and they have 300 articles, if they're not making money, they're missing a foundational point. And that person might read the manifesto and 90% of it they already know, but the 10% that they don't is worth 10 times the entrance fee for the manifesto, because those are the pieces that they're missing. So assuming that someone is not missing anything, or preferably they've studied the manifesto first, I've got something I call the article marketing on steroids. Okay, now that is it's really quite a lean book. It's not very many pages, but it teaches the outsourcing process. I give the exact ad that you run in the freelancing sites. I give a list of freelancing sites.
Wow.
I teach them how to discover on the very first trial run with somebody if they're plagiarizing the articles, if they're using the article marketing, the article writing software, if any of those things. I give them a sample agreement that they can use with somebody that writes their articles that basically says, look, if I find that you have not written this originally according to my standards, I won't pay you for the articles, okay? And it's a nice tight agreement. And I include the exact language for that in there. I give the exact language to use to communicate with an article writer when you first hire them. So what are the first two or three conversations that you need to have? What kind of information do you need? How to give them the direct information to write the articles the way that they need to be written for your standards. That's the key piece. And there's some other information in there, but that key piece right there, be honest with you, Marlon, is only 5 or 6 pages long, but it's worth its weight in gold. You know, I could probably sell it for 10 times more than I do. It's worth its weight in gold. But for somebody that doesn't know the basics, it'll be way over their head. Okay, and again, that's something that will be revealed to them when they're going through the campaign. Or, I mean, somebody could probably Google article marketing on steroids and it would come up. But, it's a real long link. Again, it's in the campaign. And again, I'm not here to try to push the steroids, the steroids ebook. I mean, I'd really rather somebody get to know me first, Marlon, just being real honest with you.
Well, I understand that. I appreciate that and I understand that. Now, finally, the big daddy, the coaching. Give us, because I'm sure there's some people that listen to this that they're like, yeah, man, you know, I'd like to find out about the coaching. So is that something that's going to be emailed to them just from the, what was it, expertarticlemarketing.com, is that right?
Yeah, expertarticlemarketing.com.
Or is there another URL they need to go to for that, or will they just...
For coaching, if they're interested in coaching. Okay, here's the thing, we kind of talked about the filtering process that I have for someone even becoming a subscriber. You know, I want only really qualified people. They have to go through the process of reading the article, clicking through the whole squeeze page. There's that filtering process. I've gotten to the point now with my schedule that I no longer take anybody into my coaching program that doesn't go through kind of some other hoops, okay? And the hoops are positioned in the list, okay? I don't take anybody that calls me directly and asks for coaching. I do have an application process for the coaching, but they have to kind of jump through some of those hoops in the system themselves. Rarely can someone jump through those hoops if they haven't purchased, at least something like Article Marketing Manifesto or Article Marketing on Steroids. They don't even get the opportunity to start jumping through hoops until they've purchased and preferably studied one of my products. And the reason for that is I find that people who have studied my style already before we begin working together, it kind of weeds out people who aren't willing to do the hard work. Because, you know, this isn't like maybe pay-per-click where I can say, look, are you willing to spend $1,000 a month on pay-per-click? Okay, cool. If you're willing to do that, I'll show you how to do it. Here's some software. Tell the search engines that you're willing to spend $1,000 and they'll do all the work for you. I mean, this, whether you're outsourcing it or you're writing them yourself, you have to do the work. And I really prefer only to work with people that realize, more than just me telling them on a discussion like this, that realize the hard work. And once they read and study my materials, hopefully write a couple articles, they realize how much hard work it is. People that kind of make it through that filter, then they're exposed to an opportunity to fill out an application. And I'll be honest with you there's filtering process. I generally only even talk to people about coaching, 5 to 10% of the people that get even to the point of filling out an application. And
right.
So I don't want to take any of those filters away by kind of giving out anywhere that they could go to even fill out that application.
You really only want serious people and people that are going to make things happen, and I understand.
Yeah,
that.
I really do. I really do, Marlon. I mean, my time, I've got, I'm not even going to go here, but, my time has just gotten to the point where so much of what I do is on automatic pilot, so much of the revenue comes in on automatic pilot, and I only want to bring people into my system that are proven to be willing to do the work. I only want to work with people who I believe are really going to get results. You know, if I get on the phone with somebody and we're talking about some kind of coaching, and I just feel in my gut they're not going to do the work, I'll just disqualify them. I don't even want to work with them. Because for me, you know, sure, could I take their money and give them the material and call it a fair trade? Yeah, I could, but I don't get any satisfaction out of that, Marlon. I get satisfaction just as you do when somebody was working with me and they make the first sale, and then they make their first $1,000, then they make their first $5,000, they make their first $20,000. That's when I get satisfaction. And if somebody doesn't have what it takes to make it all the way to that point, I don't even want to start working with them, because I only want to work with people that are going to become successful and that have the traits necessary to become successful.
All right. Well, listen, I want to say thanks so much for doing this interview. You gave just tons and tons and tons of information, yet I know that there's going to be some people that want more, you know, more hand-holding or more instructions and more details and so forth. And and so I recommend they go to you for the coaching, because I don't think anybody can teach the people to do the articles, you know, and do this system, because the whole system, it's not just doing the articles. You got the other elements in there for making money. So I just want to say thank you for your time and sharing. And by the way, I said this at the beginning of the call, but, you know, Sean has that great list, and he's been a great affiliate of mine, and that's the byproduct of the article marketing. What's so great about it is he just doesn't have traffic from these articles. They're on his list, and so he can promote an affiliate product just with an email and bring in substantial sales, which is just really an awesome thing. So listen, Sean, thank you, and give us that URL one more time that people need to go to.
All righty, that's www.expertarticlemarketing.com, expertarticlemarketing.com, and they can get to know me through that particular campaign there. And boy, I'll tell you, Marlon, I have to say, obviously, you're welcome. And but boy, thank you for being there for me. You were one of you were one of the affiliates that I promoted for the most early on, and there were a couple of different reasons for that. I mean, one, your products convert really well, and two, I had actually purchased a couple of your products, and some of my basic foundational stuff I actually learned from your amazing formula. It came in a CD package, and that was critical for me starting out with the whole list building thing, and that was really foundational for me. And then the second piece, couple of different pieces. I mean, one, obviously, the way that you pay your integrity, that was just wonderful for me as somebody just starting out. How quickly all of that happened, how responsive your team was, and I'll be honest with you, I had a lot of fun promoting for you, especially when that, I mean, the bulk of what I do now is my own products, but when I was doing affiliate, I had more fun promoting your products than anybody else's. So thank you very much, because I when I think of you, Marlon, I think of you as being somebody that helped me up those first few steps, and you didn't even know at the time. I mean, you didn't have you didn't know that you had that role, but you were actually instrumental to me making those first few steps, those first 6 to 12 months, making it happen, creating the products. You and your mindset were instrumental for me, and so I just want to say thank you for that.
And I love what you've done because and what you're teaching people. Because it's about evergreen stuff. It's about, you know, I hate it when people come in and spend a whole bunch of money on stuff that you know darn well 6 months or a year from now is going to be broken. And the great thing about article marketing and creating products and list building, I mean, this is stuff that's going to be working 5 and 10 years from now. This is, you know, this is stuff that's what I call as close to evergreen as it can be. I don't think necessarily anything's 100%. Nothing's guaranteed in life, but it's as close to evergreen as it's going to get. And that's what, to me, it justifies people's investment, you know. And then I love the way you actually get people to do stuff and get a payoff. So it's just really awesome. You know, I just love it. So listen, thank you so much and for sharing just so, so much information. And I know there's going to be some people that just take this and make a whole killing with it, which is cool. That's really neat stuff to know. So Sean, thank you so much. And everyone, go to his website, sign up, get the emails. And I got to recommend that article marketing manifesto, really good stuff. And I also bought the article marketing on steroids. I mean, I could have asked it to be comp from Sean, but I just feel that it shows respect to somebody. So I spent my own money for his stuff, and I just want you to know that. So listen, thanks for being on the call, and I want to wish everyone who's listening to this the best of success. Bye, everyone.
You're welcome, and bye.